Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 126 and this is the holiday edition.
New.
Stevie. Welcome to Radio Clash, and this is 126 of Radio Clash. This is a holiday edition, although I probably should call it the holiday with the fall edition, or that might make more sense shortly. I'm fine. I've been away in Berlin, or Berlin as I call it, and it was quite bearish. I had its bearish moments, and we also went to Documenta before that, so we were being art queens. Yes, we went and saw all the basically it's an art fair that's every 5 years in a castle in Germany, and it's a historical event. It's lots of really good work there, lots of very big European exhibition. So, I'll probably tell you more about that in the reports I did, because I took my mini disc. So I won't kind of reiterate, although saying it was fun, although Berlin wasn't as jumping in the gay scene as I would have hoped, and some of the artwork was very good, some of the artwork was, as everyone usually says, I could do better, but the thing is, I'm a trained fine artist, so I could actually do better. I know, but you don't. Everyone's shouting at me, you know. I think I'll cut that. So, long time between shows, because I did the Parkade show. I hope you enjoyed the Parkade mix show. I've got a couple more mixes that I've recorded, and I might record some more in future. They make very good stopgaps, although I know it was my 125 show, I should say. It was all special, which it was, in a way, because I was never going to release that mix, actually. Originally, because I thought it was glitching all the way through, and listened to it and realised it wasn't really. It was the odd glitch, but it actually sounded quite good. Surprise, surprise, even with a really slightly crappy mixing of mine. And also, when I got back, I went down to Brighton for Brighton Pride, which was hot and busy and sweaty and very good. I think as Scott TGA said from the Night Nurse show, said that it was very much like a nightclub outside. It was that kind of level of crowdedness in Preston Park. I met up with Eric Kleptone and his girlfriend, and Lou, and she was really nice, and I managed to crash around there, so thank you, Eric and Lou, for letting me crash on your living room floor. I got to see Scott DJ. Yay! Rocking the MC Hammer, and surprisingly, and various other things. He did play Heart. I'm sorry, Heart? Hello? But he played some really, really good tunes. Of course, he played Black Metal Tarantula. So, I don't know, I have to mention that to Steve Supercollider when I next see him, because he'd like a bunch of goth freaks and locals all grooving down to his track, his bootleg stroke original track, which is, we've played on the show before, and is a very good track. But the MC Hammer was a surprising thing. You're seeing all these real sort of goth types getting down to the MC Hammer, and it was like, that's kind of scary. It was very funny, but kind of scary. And they loved the Girls Aloud as well. Scott was going, shall I play this? Oh, is it dangerous? I'm going, go for it. You know, it's not totally my choice, but actually it was a good track. And I think I know Ian Fondue loves the Girls Aloud, and I've heard them, and they are very electro, so I can understand that they do work very well. It's not exactly Britney, it's much better than that. So that was good. I saw Kirk, a couple of other friends, and it was a very nice time. I got slightly burnt, slightly drunk, not massively drunk. Stayed up till 7 o'clock in the morning. In Germany, I actually bought many albums, probably far too many, and some nice T-shirts. I went to their version of FOP, R.I.P., which is called Saturn. I had a real problem finding a decent local acts. I found a real problem. I find this when I go to San Francisco and other places in the world. What tends to be famous to the rest of the world about that era doesn't seem to be pimped at all in the record shops there. They were all loving kind of NME UK indie punk, post punk type stuff. They were loving those acts. They weren't really. I couldn't find Kitty Yo in any of the shops. I couldn't find a Berlin electro section. I actually had to go to a big shop before I could find any German acts at all, really much, which is kind of weird. But I bought many records, some which I'll be playing bits of during this show. So there'll be kind of a German theme, although I kind of like ended up with 30 odd tracks, and in the end just threw out most of them and just went with the ones I really wanted to play. And this is a track I really, really want to play because it's The Fall. I didn't play enough Fall, and I bought The Fall Peel Sessions box set for something like €34, which is a bloody good price. That's someone telling me that it's offered down the road for about 5p or something. Very, very good. And this is a track which kind of sums up how I'm feeling at the moment. It's just steps sideways.
When what used to excite you does not, like you've used up all your allowance of experiences, head well where the magic is too well known people. Last chance. Just step sideways from this world today. I just step sideways. inside this futurist world. Today, I'll just get right round this.
Of Sudan,
science from a bone diverse
ground, empty gardens of Japan,
a demo with nothing karate,
from Milan to Jakutan,
demo run,
every woman and every man.
I feel nice again, man.
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
Hit me, hit me.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
See me, yes.
Hit me.
Hit me slowly,
hit me quick,
hit me,
hit me,
yeah. In the walls of Borneo,
them a shake them rum like the bro.
In the vineyards of Bordeaux,
think I took a little while ago.
Eskimo,
follow, check out the show.
Move their bodies to and fro.
Bandago, bandago, bandago.
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
Hit me, hit me.
This is too sick, fantastic.
Hit me, hit me, hit me.
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
It's not to be a lunatic.
Hit me, hit me.
On the set now, well me not friends. In a delic style of fashion, me not the weird man. Them a dance from, with the space on the queen. Down with the 15, now step up on the scene and rock that shit with me. In a unity style, we go nice up the ear and go back wide.
In the dark of Tiger Bay,
them a bubble, them a rock, jump and
pray. On the road to Mandalay,
like the Dallas thing, that's way.
From Bombay to Santa Fe,
what a long, long
over
way.
Over the hills and far away,
I'm looking at my machine today.
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
me, hit me. Sag mir doch, ist das nicht? Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Too fat, too fat, quick, quick, quick.
Of course, now a drum stop. So hello, welcome to Castle, and this is the Documenta Sound Clash of harp and guitar, and the drums are now stopped, and some traffic. So, damn, I was going to document this. I was going to document the Documenta of. Yes, because I was impressed by this drumming versus street drumming versus harp sound clash. So I've just gone round the what's that called? The Oya Pavilion, however you pronounce that, and seen loads of things like children with cream being squirted in their faces in a very suggestive manner, and various other things, and it's all slightly odd, really.
And it was you're at the sight height for lots of naked men standing on little buildings that have all got square corners.
Well, it's kind of an alternative, kind of like 200 year ago Anthony Gormley, isn't it? So, but yeah,
200 year ago Gay Sauna, where the people have gone up to look and stayed there.
It's a very nice garden. We walk around the gardens today, very very Versailles style, and just kind of walking back to get some food. So that's probably me signing out from Kassel in Germany. At Documenta, we're definitely going to go and sort of see more of it tomorrow, because it's actually quite crap weather, and probably won't be that nice. So, and we're standing in front of a giant picture frame, which is very odd. It's a little bit strange, really. Some really good work, really good photography, but mostly painting. It's a good work by Joe Spence, but it's all a bit kind of some very odd, slightly dodgy work as well. It's all a bit for loads of names I didn't know. It's quite educational, but mostly not that great. Some really nice pieces, some very odd pieces. So that's me signing out from Kassel. I might report later on. I'm going to go to Berlin. Yes, Berlin. That's going to be all very exciting. And try and speak into the mic equally. It's going to be pretty cool. So I'll speak to you soon. Hello from Berlin. I'm now ensconced in my room. I'm at the guest house 21 in Berlin, which is near all the Völkerstrasse, which is the sort of the gay bear area of Berlin. And it's all very quiet. It's in sort of an old building, and it's very, very good. So I've come from Kassel. It's Saturday night, so I'm going to go out and rave it up and see if I can find any local daddy bears to play with. And of course, you can hear this large room, so an old building, so lots of echo. Who needs an echo chamber? But Kassel was pretty good. The documentary was not too bad. It was sort of a strange mixture of sort of good artworks. I didn't know many names. There was Joe Spence was there, and there seemed to be a sort of few things running through the whole exhibition, through themes, and quite a few artists like Joan Davila, who was quite good, doing quite shocking paintings, mixing and matching all kinds of styles and things. His paintings, Roy Davila, which is a bit odd, but he was sort of all the way through the exhibition, and seemed to be a sort of a theme about revolution and politics and social change. I don't know if that's a current thread, and also the Iraq War. And it was pretty, I don't know, I had mixed feelings, because there was some really good pieces in there, some really interesting stuff. There was a lot of stuff which was, as someone who has art training, was a bit like, I could do better than that. You know, this is kind of the prime art fair. This is the prime modern art fair for the whole of Europe. It only happens every 5 years. So this is Document 12. It started in 1945, all in Kassel. And you see the little posters everywhere for every year. And it doesn't seem to take over the town. It does sort of take over the town, but not as much as you would think. It's not so much like art on the streets, art everywhere. It's more around certain sites across the. Well, it's more of a town rather than a city, although certainly it's a city-sized town. And it's pretty cool, but it's a mixture of kind of stuff which is very conceptual and stuff you think, oh, this is not actually that interesting, and some very interesting stuff. A lot of it's journalist based, which I know Bicycle Mark and would find that very interesting. There's a lot of journalism which is being political discussion which is being created as art. So I think there's something I was talking with John with last night. There seems to be a kind of a niching happened with journalism, because I was listening to Are You Serious show, and it was one of the things that they were talking about, citizen journalism, and we were interviewing Josh Wolf, who was imprisoned in the States for not wanting to, as he put it, rat on his friends. But the whole thing about citizen journalism and the way journalism seems going towards entertainment seems to be that also those people who want to cover those kind of big themes seem to be doing artworks and creating artworks, because of course it's those kind of big things become such a niche sort of value that obviously getting funding from things like arts bodies makes it more viable than getting employment in a newspaper and talking about Paris Hilton every 5 seconds, which most a lot of newspapers and old media is basically doing at the moment. It's sort of sent into celebrity. So there's quite a few pieces that were basically journalism. I mean, there was a very good piece about the Iraq War called Nine Scripts, which I think used some of the Iraqi bloggers' work and quite a few other people. It was a video piece and had different views. So obviously actors were playing the roles, but they were talking about there's people from, I don't know if they were actors from Al Jazeera, and they were talking about what they do, but you never heard the questions that were being asked, but you could tell by the responses. And then there was also this person in this classroom reading through, I think probably the Iraqi bloggers or various bloggers pieces and posts, and it was, and on the other side there was someone else reading another text about Iraq, written by someone from Iraq, because they were all voices from Iraq. And then the you thought he was reading to the room, but the room was actually the reverse of the person that was in the classroom, so he was actually reading to a different audience. I mean, it's all very arty, but also I just found it interesting that a lot of the pieces were, you know, photojournalism based, video based. They were, they're basically journalism. They were journalism. It's just that they were doing it in a very arty frame, obviously in a format they can't actually do anymore, because everyone's the public has been force-fed that news has to be entertainment. There was Churchill Mindika's work was pretty good. I love Mary Kelly's work. She was a very feminist, lesbian feminist type, you know, gay-friendly related work, textual work. Who else is pretty cool? Oh, and Zoe Leonard's did a lot of work which reminded me of Walker Evans' Polaroids. It was all kind of done in a square format, but all of these basically collections of junk and disused buildings and things like that, and all in sort of large squares in a sort of Arrow Pavilion, and that really was a good piece of work. Enough talking about Gazelle. Oh, and it's trams and it's downboards, because we had downboard today. It was just a big thunderstorm all through the night, and today I was caught in it. It was just totally drenched. And then it has trams, but the trams are fairly good. They're very, very far apart in the stops, and not too frequent at night. But we had some good meals, although John was chuntering about the very German heavy type meal. I had a Wiener Schnitzel, and he had some lamb cutlets, and wasn't happy about them because they were all very curry sort of coated and very heavy and not very good. And I keep making jokes that say I should go and have McDonald's instead of all this. We'll be right back. just doing the museum things because I had a 3-day car which brought on Sunday, so I'm doing that. But as I say, I'm so annoyed about this thing with this German art Stasi guard that it just makes me so annoyed. I actually don't want to see any other museums. I only just started. We're wandering around sort of Nicolas Viertel and the Telly Rundfunk, which is you see everywhere in this area. It was built in East Berlin in the, I think, the 60s, and it's large, sort of very very grand, and I think probably far too grand for. I'm sure the idea was to transmit television waves into the east and into the west of Berlin and all around. It's very very large, sort of bulbous, sort of needle shape, very 1960s and quite fashionable, really, and kind of. And something I also noticed, because I was wandering around Kreuzberg and touristy areas, and I went to Checkpoint Charlie on yesterday, and I went because I had to go because my dad used to go through there. So I've heard about it. It's very touristy now, with loads of Ost, sort of Eastern GDR sort of caps, and probably all fake, and more worryingly furs and all this sort of Russian GDR. East German sort of touristy things. It's quite fashionable, really. It seems to be. It's funny because they were so quick to tear the wall down, and that would have been, apart from a few little bits sort of return, now they're building, trying to build some kind of museum or some kind of Checkpoint Charlie thing, because this little house on Checkpoint Charlie was private. When they actually tore down probably their biggest tourist thing in 1989, so, which is the wall. So I had to go and see that, and it's quite interesting the way people escaped and did various things and to escape, but also sadly the people who died, the situation that was in there, the divided city, which as I was listening to Bicycle Mark earlier about immigration, he probably then quite rightly point out about other divided cities or places. I mean, it made me think of Palestine and the sort of Israeli war, and that's metal. Although people remember the wall as being this big wall, a lot of it was actually metal mesh and gates and automatic guns and barbed wire, and quite evil. So it's nice wandering around in the east, apart from those museum guards. And so the Checkpoint Charlie Museum, I'd really would recommend, even though it is very touristy and a bit expensive. It's like €12. But it's quite cool. It's quite informative, and it's got lots of stuff about various other resistance, like 1956 in Hungary and 68 ones, and various other things. This is a tourist gathering. I better sign out. I'm going to be heading flying back tomorrow night. So John's gone, so I'm going to have some fun tonight, sort of in the bars, doing other things.
You don't know me. I'm not just one of your little toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't play with other boys.
um ein Schätzchen. Cannabis in Holland, Mama, die auf der Venus. We wanna go to Africa, to the black child, Rastaman, to the black culture. Hello, oh, yeah, no. What you mean?
From Berlin. I'm about to head off for my flight. Just having one last Capernaum. And I'm on the Mottstrasse in Berlin. So this is Tim. Radio Clash shouting out from Berlin. I'm about to head off for my flight. Just having one last Capernaum. And I'm on the Mottstrasse in Berlin. Buying records and buying sort of GDR related t-shirts, cool t-shirts, just shopping really. I'm very tired because I got up early because I had to make sure the room was clear, and I was up far too late last night at the sauna and went to Tom's Bar, I went to Woof and Prince Necht. So I kind of was up quite late, although I was not successful in my quest. So that's me signing out, because it's fucking embarrassing talking on the street. Hope you'll speak to you soon.
dear mum. Skin.
Wish you all this, your loving son, Anthony.
Just married and it sticks out for a mile.
We wish you were here. We wish you were here.
I hope I get bronzed this year.
We wish you were here. We wish you were here.
Yes, that's the incomparable Bonzo Dog Band with Postcard, because I had to check them because I was kind of like, I was listening to them thinking these are kind of like audio postcards, and it's also a track that came up when I was actually took to Berlin and has been sort of lurking on my, on Charles III, my iPod. So I had to play it. Then before that was in between my useless ramblings on the Mottstrasse, which is a main gay street in Berlin, along with Fuggerstrasse. There's kind of lots of little pockets around Berlin. There was African Reggae by Nina Hagen. I knew about Nina Hagen for various reasons. I'm not exactly sure how, but I just kind of knew of her, and then I heard that several years ago. It was on a compilation I got in South Africa, which I think, I can't remember if I played it on that show that I was talking about going to South Africa. But I had to play it again because it's like yodeling plus she's linked directly to Berlin because she was born in East Berlin, and then she managed to, her father defected as a musician to the West, and then she managed to stage a protest and got basically booted out within 4 days because she was a big musician at the time, or she was a known musician, and saying, well, I'm going to basically go the way of my father and put down protests and cause trouble unless you let me go, which is all a bit kind of strange because usually other people weren't let go that quickly. But and then she came to the West, and the rest is history. I like the fact that it's got yodeling versus reggae versus stuff about Mali. It's just kind of versus punk. I mean, she was very punk. She started off in punk groups and sort of very noisy new wave groups, and then seemed to kind of get into all kinds of different music in the 80s. Yes, I like her. And she also did a very interesting cover of Lucky Number, Wir Leben Noch, which is nice. But I had to play some stuff from people that were in Berlin, because I played kind of vaguely German stuff earlier, and of course Klaus Nomi is also, I think, from Berlin. And that's his cover of You Don't Own Me. Again, with what's with the operatics? I love it, but it's like operatic vocals. So is there something about West Germany or Germany as a whole on operatic vocals? I don't know. And then I played another bit from Germany with a bit of Heroes underneath it by Bowie, of course, recorded in Hansa Studios while he stayed in Germany. And I've been there. Yes, I've been there. I've been to where he was staying. I haven't been to the studios, but I've been to where he's staying and the gay bar he used to hang around in, the Neue Ufer, it's called, which is in Schönberg. And I took pictures. I had to go. Oh, yes, I had to go. Although the it's very confusing. It's supposed to be 155, but there's actually Bowie's house is, the museum is at 152, so I'm a bit confused whether I actually took a picture of the right thing. But my guidebook said 155. But yeah, he was there staying with Iggy Pop. Hence, before that, the cover of Search and Destroy by Iggy and the Stooges by Jared Lush and the Aliens. Brilliant cover. I like that a lot. I just heard that today and thought, aha, because I'd kind of been going through digging out nightclubbing and various other covers and things, and like, don't really want to play that. And I heard that, and it's like, yes. I know it's pre him doing his solo stuff, which he recorded in Berlin with David Bowie producing. So that's I wish I'd gone to Hansa Studios now. Someone said that to me and I was like, damn, yeah, I should have. But Heroes is actually lyrically about Berlin. It's also about war, you know, the wall, and also it's about some kind of relationship that his producer was having on the side. And then before that, with several little bits from Germany, was a mixed live set from Collective Turmstrasse, who I actually again took to Berlin and didn't knowingly, it was come through some blog or something like that, and was thinking, oh wow, you know, this is minimal Berlin techno, and I actually look up now and they're from Hamburg, as you do. I was very tempted to buy some compact stuff, which is from Cologne, or Köln, depending where you come from. And that's all that kind of minimal techno type stuff. I kind of quite like it. It sort of burbles away inoffensively, and it's not as annoying as other. It's not like trance. There is something interesting with the way it moves. But so I really like that mix. So I was listening to that wandering around all the streets in Berlin, so it reminds me of Berlin, even though they're not from Berlin themselves. And then before that was Hit Me With The Rhythm Stick, cover by Nina Hagen. I forget which, some kind of other band that she did it as, and I cannot remember at the moment. And then before that was Just Step Sideways by The Fall. So, that's interesting that we mentioned The Fall, because I'm going to play another track. That track, I forgot, that's from Psychic Dance Hall, which is a compilation of the early stuff. This next track is from the Peel Sessions that I bought, and 6 CDs, and it's very, very good, very rough, I would say. Not as polished as the albums, and sometimes that's good, sometimes that's not so good. I mean, the CD notes are all very like, oh, this is brilliant, this is amazing, and it's got some really good bits on them, and the Eat Yourself Fitter on there is actually better than the version I've heard before, and must have heard at some point. And I don't really own a couple of Fall albums. I should own a lot more, and I've been listening to a lot of them, so I'm expect more Fall in the future. But this is a sentiment a bit like I Just Step Sideways. It's the zen of Marky Smith, and this is The War Against Intelligence, which was 23rd of March 1991, Peel Session.
A war against intelligence, a war against intelligence, an upper town plagiarist, a war against intelligence, a ba 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 ba
C'est nous qui baisse pas, c'est rare comme une petite suspens qui baisse pas. S'il y a que la thune qui t'intéresse, cheese, place à la cheese, place de quatre fils, sur place de hardis, que sur 10 magazines, sur les bras, un plat de cheese, de table de hardis, me fasse fils, ça fout dans feu, vite c'est pas ma pipe, sur la fils, pas rien dans les bras, proche de nos biens, bien, vous êtes plus authentique, mais combien, les corps que je veux bien, alors torche, choche, viens, hoche, marche la tête au son d'une nouvelle école, ça va pipe,
ouais, on est tous soudés, comme des maillons, la question de baillon, débat dans le but de faire briller le bataille, la maille, on la cherche pas, comme ça si elle vient, c'est tant mieux, on créera la prime, tu mets au mieux, comme tous les gosses des banlieues, on se bat pour un bout de terre, une bannière, peu importe la manière, qui c'est qui pense à nous, de manière, on n'a pas le choix, faut bien qu'on s'accroche à quelque chose, quand on n'a rien présenté, les siens, c'est faire quelque chose.
Ouais, dealer, toi aussi, propre nation funky, que tu fais des crêpes provençales.
Dans ma ville, on craint le beurre. Ta galette, on s'en bat la coupe, café du dans l'immeuble, les croissants au beurre. L'autre mode, la bouille à belle, ça me pique dans la légende. Moi, je lui pisse tout. Je te le crie bien fort pour bien que t'attends.
Ton chemin, ton queen à main, c'est trop gagant.
Le café de Kronstadt, le reste, c'est trop bidon. La bête en mars, représente la Yoli.
T'es au courant qu'on comprend rien à ce que tu manges?
Quoi, qu'est-ce qu'il y a, t'as de faire le cagou?
Non mais c'est pas ça, mais un menu précis, faut manger des...
Bon son pour les Bretons. Bon son pour les Bretons.
J'entends les loups, j'entends les loups, j'entends les loups, j'entends les loups.
end of it all, she will understand.
The wonderful Matt Moss with Seaman's Song for James Bidgood, who I that's from the Rose has Teeth and the Mouse of the Beast CD, which I have to thank Jeb for introducing me to one track off that, and also someone else. I think it was Do I DIY. Yes, Vicky from People Like Us playing Rag for William Burroughs, which is all typewriters, and I was like, ooh. Oh, that's beautiful. And it's an amazing album. I highly recommend. It kind of is kind of experimental, but it's got tunes and experimental, and it's very cinematic, very wide scope. It actually isn't just a load of clicks and burps and tweaks. And then before that, because I bought quite a lot of Matt Moss in Germany, and before that was from a CD, Music for the Masses, which is a Depeche Mode cover CD, which has that Rammstein stripped on it, and an execrable version of Never Let Me Down by Smashing Pumpkins, but it also has Veruca Salt doing Somebody, and giving the kind of treatment that song definitely deserves. Then before that, Matt Moss again. I think that's from their Matt Moss CD. That's their first CD, Yield to Total Elation. There's something very up about that. I mean, usually it's quite easy to do a dark, deep, you know, depressing soundscape. To do something that actually works and kind of builds you up and isn't cheesy, it's actually quite hard. And that works. That really does work. Then before that, for the Fooklegs bootleg album, that's Physionix with For My Breton. And apparently that is Fatal Bazooka versus For My People. I don't know who For IV My People, I don't know who that is. And it's French rap. I like French rap. I don't know what it's going on about at all. I don't understand any French. I understand some German, but no French. But it has a very interesting lyrical style, as does German rap, because it's so wordy. They slow it down to very, very slow trip-hop level. There's a certain sort of rolling lyricism to French rap, which I quite like, even though they could actually be just wrapping their shopping list. Then before that was a request from Matthew from Edinburgh, who asked me if I had any Meat Beat Manifesto. I didn't, but I saw the CD with Acid Again on, which is Actual Sounds and Voices, and had to buy it because I love Acid Again. I used that in the Our House mix, and so that was Let's Have Fun from the same CD. And then before that, it's something I've discovered recently, and you might be thinking, oh, he's playing all this fall, there's no link to Germany. Well, there is, because early this year, I think it was about January or February, released the Von Sudenfed CD, which is Mouse and Mars, who are from Dusseldorf and Köln. Yes, we mentioned Köln before. And Marky Smith. Though I was reading it as Von Sudenfed. This music gives you a headache. I can't work out where that comes from. I know from the south. From the south fed is a literal translation, but I'm sure it's actually someone's name or something. So that was Jung, the Faceless and the Codes. I love the way they did the sort of electronica thing, but it's kind of, they chopped his voices up and really messed around with it and used his voice as another instrument, which, although The Fall did that kind of like early to mid 90s to late 90s kind of drum and bass electronic thing, I don't think they did that, although someone will probably write in. And that's one of the fun things I wanted to say after Matthew from Edinburgh's. If you want to write in, email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net or comment on the blog. Any suggestions you want me to play? I can't guarantee. I'll play them, because if it's something, you know, if it's like Britney or Madonna or something, although they might have a bootleg with them on, but it will have to pass the quality test. But I always want to hear new music, and quite rightly, Matthew was pointing out that Jack Dangers is a little hole in my knowledge, apart from Radio Babylon and Acid Again. Maybe the other track. I don't actually know that much Meat Beat Manifesto. I remember being played it as at college, but Friends of mine had Satyricon and were more the Meat Beat fan. I think I didn't really see the point until the whole Big Beat came along and thought, actually, he was better, you know, and I like the way he used Acid House and slowed everything down. Quite interesting. And then before that was War Against Intelligence by The Fall, 1991 Peel Session. So that's the end of Radio Clash. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find out more about Radio Clash at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. And, of course, you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And there's various other ways of contacting me, although I think the phone has lapsed years ago, so don't phone me. Certainly you can contact me via Skype, and the details are on the website. So I've got to go off and do my Parkade set in, oh my God, 17 minutes. So here's Lowe's Little Argument with Myself, which is another track that came round. And is quite interesting. I mean, obviously, Alan G. Sparhawk, always get the G, I don't know, he does songs which seem to be struggling with himself about religion and various things. I always said I was going to say what the first Fall track was about. Well, it's just a sort of slight thing that I'm probably going on a hiatus for a while. It's kind of, I don't think I'm pod fading. I'll be dropping other things into the feed, and it might only last a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever. But it's I've got so much to do, lots of ideas I'm working on, nights, and also there's a Parkade stuff going on every week, Wednesdays 2-4 SL, everyone. If you enjoyed the mix from last week, and it's one of these things that I don't have enough time, especially it being the summer and, of course, doing stuff. I think winter will be more when I'll come back and do more stuff. But I think I'm kind of getting a bit jaded with it. It's becoming a bit too much like work. So I need to do other things and maybe shake up the format. You might have noticed I'm doing a bit more talking in this one. And I'm planning to go back to my old format, which is to actually play a few songs and talk. I've been listening to Essex Boys podcast, which I really like. I really recommend. Link should be on the blog. If it's not, hit me. His Ebro Tunes podcast, and it just reminded me he plays a song and talks, and plays a song and plays a couple of songs and talks. Same, I've listened to Rob DeBank's podcast. Same, plays a few songs and talks, plays a few songs and talks. And I actually miss that. I stopped doing it because I thought I was particularly shit on the mic. And I might be, but I kind of miss doing that method, and also not really planning the shows too much. I plan the shows too much, and it ends up kind of in being, I make work for myself. So it's gonna be a bit of a hiatus, I think. So this is Lowe's argument with myself. Obviously Alan G. Sparhawk arguing with himself about what, probably religion or something. And I'll speak to you soon.
Yes, I wanna believe. I wanna believe. Yes,
'cause there's nothing.